song also. I'm reading, writing, taking bath in the ocean, walking through. So I'm telling, I think that in 2 weeks I will be okay. And then I will preach my mission here and there. But I want to ask a question, that if a man is wealthy, healthy, his children are very good, wife very, very favorable, he has good position, good service or any business, so he is happy, he thinks that I am happy. In these circumstances, in this system, why he should do bhajan? I think there is no use of doing bhajan. So what is the use of doing bhajan? Sundar Gopal Prabhu. Give it.
No, mic is here.
Try to listen carefully. Oh, we are very few in number, you can see them.
Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shabhataya Chakshudun Militam Dena Tasmai Shri Gurudeva Namaha. Srila Gurudev is asking, if a person in this world is very successful materially, has a good position, a good education, a lot of money, a good family, and a lot of prosperity, what is the use of for that person to engage in bhakti? In this world, all people seek to be happy. And they will try in so many different ways to find that happiness. Some will try through education. Others, through accumulating a lot of wealth, or surrounding themselves by family members and friends. But in the end, all persons are subject to the same stringent laws of nature. In particular, old age, disease, and death. No person, however wealthy, or however, whatever access such a person has to the world's best surgeons and doctors, can escape death. This is why, in the Vedas, it has been stated, Labhva sudurlabhamidam bahusam bhavante manushyam artha tadanityam apiha dhiraha turnam yate tanapate danumrityu yavan nishreyashaya vishaya karu sarvatasyat. This human life that we have, while temporary, is extremely valuable, because it affords one an opportunity to escape from the cycle, to free oneself from the cycle of repeated birth and death. So a person who has this human life should immediately, without delay, engage wholeheartedly in bhakti under the guidance of a pure Vaishnava. Because if one engages in sense enjoyment in this life, which is something that any animal can engage in, one may lose this unique and valuable opportunity as a human being and fall once again into the 8,400,000 species of life. There was once a blind man, and he walked from door to door begging something to eat, and he came upon one house. And he called out, but no one answered. So he thought he would, he thought maybe there's a second gate, or perhaps the main house is a little bit far away from the entrance. So he walked through and came into a building. And he called out, "Is anyone here? Is anyone here?" But there was no reply. So he thought, okay, I'll make my way out. Perhaps this is an old building and no one lives here. But he was blind and he didn't know exactly where, how to make his way back to the door. So he thought, if he just walks out, holding his hand out before him, he'll reach a wall. And if he follows that wall, he'll make his way to an exit, and then he can go back out onto the main road. So soon enough, he came upon a wall and began walking, putting his hand against the wall. But something strange happened. He walked for maybe 20 minutes, and there was no door, no gap in the wall. He kept going. A full hour passed. 2 hours. He became very, very tired. The scorching sun beat on his head. And at one point, he felt some itching. So he went to scratch himself as he was walking, and then put his hand on the wall again and continued going. Now this man, he had entered a large stadium, like a large theater arena, circular in shape. And as he was making his way around, he went all the way around, from one end, all the way around, back to the entrance, the single entrance in this arena. And just as he was about, just as he could had the opportunity to leave that place, he took his hand away and scratched himself, and missed that special opportunity, and had to go around all again. So this is our condition. If we waste this human form of life, we may have to go through all the species of life, 8,400,000 species of life. If we don't properly utilize this particular human life that we have, we may fall again into the cycle of birth and death through all these species of life. This human life is very valuable. It affords one a unique opportunity to leave the chain of birth and death and find true happiness in this world. And it's precisely for this reason that any person, no matter how poor or how rich, no matter how sick or how healthy, no matter how lonely or how many friends and family members such a person has, he or she must immediately take to the process of bhajan without any delay.
Very good. Thank you. You know, the battle of Mahabharata in India, Pandavas one side and another side, Kaurav, Duryodhan, Dushasan, Karna, Shakuni, Bhishma and all others. From whole world, all has sent their delegates to fight. Big fighting. More furious than, more and bigger war than world war. And then Arjun told, "I don't want to fight. Why? I want to beg, dare to do, to maintain my life, than to fight a war. Because all my brothers, all my cousins, all my sons, and all will be killed in that mob. So what is the game? I don't want to take a kingdom, manage a kingdom who is so much entangled with blood and so much history. So I don't want to fight." Krishna told that don't be very intelligent, over intelligent. You don't know ABCD of what I want, what I know. You don't know anything. If you are not fighting, there is no war. Even all will die or not. What will be? All die without war? If there is no war at all, even you will have to. Even your children will be old. And also they will be tired. All now in young age they think that, oh, I am very happy. But none is in this world is happy. So Krishna is telling, don't be over intelligent. Listen to me. And then you should understand your position and then fight or not fight. It depends on you. Why you are fearing? From whom you are fighting? Fearing. Can you check your old age? Can you check your coming death? This body is always what? Without soul. If without soul, then?
Useless.
Eh?
Useless. Like God.
Like death. This work, this body will not do anything. If soul is gone, what this body will do? Nothing. So, you should know Atma, part and parcel of Supreme Lord. He never dies. He never takes birth. He is immortal. Anyone cannot touch him. He is not touched by air, water,
fire,
or anything by
weapons.
By
weapons
and arrows and bows and everything. Anyone cannot kill him. That's so. So why fearing? One day all will die. Without any war or anything. So try to know the soul. That is part and parcel of God. Krishna himself telling. Don't fear. What is going on? Oh, it is going on by the wish of Krishna, Supreme Lord. What has been done, gone, or it is with by the wish of Krishna. And what it will be, it must be
by Krishna's desire.
Yeah. Anyone cannot do anything. Then why you are fearing? You should know that if you are not obeying me, then even you will have to fight with others. Not this time, but after all, later on. So try to realize me. And telling him, he showed his universal form. And he saw that thousands and thousands of Shankar, Ganesh, Rudra,
Brahma,
Shankar, and so many, and the whole world was in that. And he began to tremble. Oh, I thought that you are my friend, but really you are not my friend. So I must obey now. Please take off that form. I am fearing. I want to see like Krishna, like my friend. And then Krishna mercifully took his form. And then Arjuna became happy and he told, what you are ordering, I must obey. So you should also try to do, maintain yourself. But not thinking what will be today, what has been done, what will be done. Don't worry. Maintain yourself anyhow, by any business, by service, by anything. And what do? Try to remember Krishna. To chant Krishna, especially in iron age. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Then it is guaranteed that you will be happy in this life. Otherwise, by your practice, by your so many things, you cannot be happy in this world. Very easy to be happy in this world. And after this world, you have a form, you have a transcendental form here, which is the eternal servant of Krishna. Now he has forgotten anyhow. So this meeting has been called for this, that I should renew it and tell you, don't forget this. You have not come for sense gratification in this world. Huh? Better, you know, monkeys, donkeys,
hawks
and pigs, they do sense gratification more easier than you. They don't worry, they are not worried for their divorce, for their children, and for sons and others. Not for nuclear
bombs
and anything. They never think about all these things. They are more happier, more than you. So don't be fear and chant and remember. You should not think that, oh, to chant and remember is useless. I know that what you are doing is useless.
Sense gratification.
All are bogus. It cannot give you happy. But chanting of only one name of Krishna, it will make happy surely. That is Nityananda Prabhu is telling.
He's promising.
What?
Yathestam
re tato vasam sarambu ditarana dayo mailave idam bahu skota irata tirata anja pratiyam maje nityanandam bhajanasam. Oh, eternal servant of Krishna, you have forgotten it. You should chant louder and louder. What? Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I am responsible for this, that you must be happy. If you are not happy, challenge me. I will see. I never seen anyone who is chanting I is not happy. Jayatma samprasidati. If you will do what you are doing now, you cannot be happy. It is sure. But if anyone is chanting Hare Krishna, like Saranagata,
surrendered
soul, he must be happy. He must be happy. So you should try to chant and remember Krishna. You know Prahlad, the son of Hiranyakashipu, he told his demon brothers that you should do bhajan from beginning of your life at the age of 5. Something.
Perhaps all of you remember the history of Prahlad Maharaj. Some of you have not heard. Prahlad Maharaj is a great devotee. He was born in a family of very materialistic persons. His father's name is Hiranyakasipu. And at that time, Hiranyakasipu, his father, he thought that he was very intelligent. Actually, over-intelligent he was. He wanted to become immortal. So he had performed so many austerities because he thought that if I'm immortal, then I can rule over the whole universe and I can challenge and kill my enemy who has killed my brother, Hiranyaksha, Vishnu. So by performing austerities for 60,000 years, perhaps, 60,000 years,
yes,
he received benedictions from Lord Brahma, the creator of this universe. Although Krishna is the origin of this universe, he engages Brahma to create this whole universe. So Lord Brahma appeared and gave him so many benedictions. He will not die in the night, in the day, inside, outside, in any year, by any weapon, by any man or beast created by Lord Brahma. So Hiranyakashipu thought, initially he asked Brahma, please make me immortal. He said, I cannot do so, because even though my life span is very long, even I have to die one day. So I cannot give you this benediction. So Brahmaji could not reward that request, but he said, you can ask anything else. So Hiranyakashipu asked all these benedictions, and he thought, now I am immortal. Nobody can kill me. He became very happy, and he started ruling and terrorizing the whole universe. But little did he know that his son, Prahlad, only 5 years old, yeah, he was the greatest devotee of Lord Krishna. And he was fearless. Why is that? In our scriptures it is said, Krishna Vakta, Ateva Santa, Bhukti Mukti, Siddhikami, Sakala Asanta.
Krishna Bhakta, Nishkam.
So Krishna Bhakta, those who are devotees of Krishna, they have no desire, meaning no anything they want in this material world. And because of that, they are always very peaceful and happy. Anyone who wants something in this world, he will always be restless. Even Hiranyakashipu, who had the power, yeah, to control everyone in this material world, but he was restless. Why? His mind was always absorbed in sense gratification, as we just heard. Anyone who wants to enjoy sense objects in this world, he must be restless. Why? Because his mind running always, here and there. Even we are sitting here, our mind is running. Where? To that which we think will give us happiness, isn't it? Or that which gives us problem, yeah? More problems nowadays than happiness. But those who are young and healthy, they think, oh, if I can enjoy surfing or enjoy playing with my friends, then I'll be happy. But little do they know that this will not work. So Prahlad Maharaj, he was taught by his teachers, who were ordered by Hiranyakashipu, his father, to teach Prahlad how to rule and divide, how to be duplicitous, how to be hypocritical, how to enjoy in this world. But Prahlad, while he was in the womb of his mother, he had heard from Narada Rishi, the great saintly devotee, all the instructions about Atma Tattva, who am I? What is the goal of our life? And what is the process to attain that? Servant of Krishna, we are eternal. And we have a loving relationship with Krishna. So Prahlad, he had heard all these instructions from Narada Rishi for 60,000 years while he was in the womb of his mother, while Hiranyakashipu was performing austerities. So one day, Prahlad, his teachers, yeah, they had tried to educate him, and Prahlad, he had somehow or other, yeah, always he was absorbed by the mercy of his Gurudev, yeah, in remembering Krishna. So Hiranyakashipu had asked him several times, what is the best thing, Prahlad, that you have learned in school? So Prahlad would answer, my dear king of the demons, he would tell his father. The best thing that I have learned is that anyone who is absorbed in material life, in the household affairs, in trying to enjoy and be the master of this world, he should at once run to the forest and take shelter of saintly devotees and practice Krishna consciousness. His father was terrified. He was so angry. He said, "Who has taught you this?" So then Prahlad said, "My spiritual master, he has taught me this." And then he called the two teachers and said, "Have you taught him then that this to Prahlad?" They said, no, we only teach him about sense gratification and politics. Don't worry. Then where has he learned this?" So his father became very much puzzled. And even though he thought that he is immortal, he became more and more worried that this little son, he's a devotee of God. He wants to teach me to worship God. I am God. Yeah, this is the materialistic philosophy. Who is God? Can you show me God? I cannot see God. I am God. Yeah, I am immortal. And very soon we will discover a medicine which will make us eternal. Yeah. And we can enjoy forever. So, Hiranyakasipu was best and perfect amongst all the materialists. But he became very worried about his son. What this little boy? He tried to kill his son to chop Prahlad's head, to let him be crushed by elephants, to throw him off mountains in the ocean, to put him in fire, to boil him in oil. Nothing worked. To feed him poisonous cake. Nothing worked. Prahlad was always remembering Krishna. And Hiranyakasipu became more and more worried. What to do? Now, the teachers told Hiranyakasipu, "Please don't worry. Our father is coming very soon, and he will make sure." Father of the teachers was Sukracharya, the spiritual master of the demons. So the teacher said, "Our father will come very soon, and he will arrange that Prahlad will learn all the things that you want him to learn. He will be a first-class materialist." So Hiranyakasipu was a little appeased. Then Srila Gurudev wanted to touch this particular thing, that Prahlad and all his schoolmates were all sons of demoniac persons. So all the children in school were learning from the teacher how to be a materialist, how to do politics, how to be happy in sense gratification. They had not heard anything from Narada Rishi, but Prahlad, he was so great devotee. So one day, the teachers told Prahlad, "We have to go for some errand. We'll be back in a few hours. You monitor all the little children." Because Prahlad was very respectful and good character. So they thought he's always hearing what we are telling. But they didn't know that Prahlad never heard anything what they said. He was always meditating and happy inside. Yenatma samprasidati, he was happy because he remembered Krishna. Then Prahlad was alone with his schoolmates, the sons of the demons. And all the children said, "Let us play, let us be happy." Yeah, this is what a child wants, to play and be happy and not worry about anything, carefree. Why? We are young. Yeah. When we are old, we will worry about, like father is worried, we will be worried at that time. And now, nothing to worry, we will be happy playing. Then Prahlad said, "One moment, let me tell you something." And Prahlad told all the children, "Komaram acharat prakyo dharmam bhagavatam iha durlabam manushya janma tat api
arthadam."
That this human form of life is very, very valuable. Don't think that you have all the time to wait to discover this value. Even though you are young, at any moment you may die. Who will guarantee you that you may become 100 years? Even you are 5 years, we read and we see how children die because of some disease or some accident. It may happen to anyone. So nobody can guarantee you that you will become old. So just at this time, you should take advantage of the human form of life, as Sundar Prabhu has explained. And at once, you should learn what is the greatest value that you can discover in this life. What is the greatest value? It is that thing which we discover when we learn who we really are and what is our relationship with Krishna. How to be happy and satisfied in that. Anybody else can never be happy. Bhukti, mukti, siddhi, kami, sakala, ashanta. All of them, whether one is a yogi or a perfect mystic, siddhi, whether one is trying to enjoy in this world, whether he wants liberation, his mind is never satisfied. Even Hiranyakashipu, he was not satisfied. He was afraid because his mind was always thinking how to run after the objects of the senses. And why is this little boy so peaceful? He doesn't fear anything. So Prahlad was continuing to explain to his schoolmates, friends, that don't waste your time. Just now you should take a very sincere interest to hear me. And I will tell you what is the real happiness and wealth that you can discover in this life. So Prahlad went on to explain that really, in this human form of life, happiness will come without inviting. Why? Does any one of you want to suffer or experience anything which is going to be painful? None of us wants that. Still it is coming. Have we invited? Old age. We all want to be young. So all the things which are meant for us will come automatically our way. Nothing to worry about that we have to run after trying to be happy or trying to find something in this world. Whatever is our destiny, whatever Krishna has arranged for us, it will come automatically. Don't worry for this, Prahlad said. Worry at once to develop your Krishna consciousness. Then his schoolmate said, but Prahlad, we can do that when we are in old age. When we are old, we can think about all these things. Then Prahlad said, this is not so easy as you think. Why is that? Suppose a person becomes 100 years old. What will be his activity? 50 years he will spend sleeping. Isn't it? Half of the time people are sleeping, either in night sleep or during the day. Always dreaming about something which is not the reality. So 50% or 50 years we are sleeping. Then what remains? Only 50 years of waking hours are remaining. So in the last part of our life, after 80 years, we cannot do anything. Why is that? We are shaking. We have so many problems, our health, our memory. We cannot concentrate on developing Krishna Bhakti. We have so many things to worry about. Our grandchildren, our own children who are always harassing us, waiting when they will go and all that wealth will come to me. So then the first 20 years of our life we have to spend in, either we waste it in playing and developing some education, going to school, learning something, how to earn money. Then between 20 and 80 years, what is our activity? We'll get entangled, finding a job, getting married, children will come, and always we are worried about how to look after the children, how to earn enough money in order to keep the family happy, satisfied, protected, make an insurance, a life insurance. So many insurances, they are inviting us to protect the happiness and the pleasure of your family. So all time we are worried about temporary things, and the result is we are never able to remember who we really are. And this way our life is wasted. Therefore Prahlad said right from the beginning we should start at the age of 5 to develop our Krishna Bhakti. Then the children said, Prahlad, we have never heard this from our teachers. Where did you learn this? How do you know all these things? It is very interesting. Then Prahlad said, I've learned this from my spiritual master, Narada Rishi, when I was in the womb of my mother. He has told me all these things. And then they became very interested.
What is then Prahlad told that, we should now have a Sankirtan.
Yes.
And then they began louderly.
Then,
to
Prahlad,
any kirtan. By he. We have told.
Oh, this is not pertaining to the story of Prahlad, but I did have a question. I hope it's not too foolish, but it came to my head a couple of days ago, and maybe you could clarify for me. The spirit soul is 1/10,000 the tip of the hair. It's atomic in size. So the spiritual form to spiritual body? Or is there such a thing?
What he told?
Prabhu.
Question.
Prabhu's asking, it is said in Shastra, it is explained that the spirit soul, Atma, is very, very small, 1/10,000th of the tip of a hair. And yet it's also said that we have a spiritual form. Does that mean the spiritual form is very, very small? Or is the Atma living inside the spiritual form? He would like to understand
in
more.
The spiritual world.
Mm-hmm. In the spiritual world.
In the spiritual world, just like here, we have a human-like body. In the spiritual world, we are also described that there is a human form in which we relate with Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. How is the spiritual form, the soul, situated in that particular body, or how is it manifest?
Have you seen air? Can you deny its existence?
No.
How you feel?
Through other senses, touch, and
how fine air is?
Very fine.
How fine?
Very soft. Atomic, molecular.
What?
More very fine, like atoms. It is very.
Have you any idea of autumn?
No, only from what I've read.
But mind is more
subtle.
Subtle and
more fine.
Fine than even air. And Atma is more and more and more. More fine. And Super Soul Krishna is more and more. You cannot calculate, you cannot
imagine.
Wonderful. But it has a form. Like Krishna is very minute. But whole world is in him. He showed to Arjuna. Very miracle. Krishna is here. That transcendental form is here in your heart. But you are not realized. There is a process to realize. Without process, by
in speculation
of mind, you cannot realize anything, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, or anything. So you will have to come in our
process.
And Krishna is so much powerful. In a second, he can create millions of universes. And in a moment he can destroy again millions of universe he can create. He has invested his all power, all beauty, all form, all sweetness, attractiveness, and a special mercy, causeless, merciful, in these names. So if you follow the process, you will realize how Yashoda Nandan is has formed, how he is. Whole millions of words are in his one pore of
his skin. Pore of the skin, one universe, is unlimited universes manifest from the pores of his skin.
Yashoda realized, Arjuna realized it. And how Krishna is there in all soul, within the soul, very minute. It is not wonderful for Krishna in Sachidanandamaya form. So, our Indian Guru Parampara has
discovered
this truth by chanting name like Valmiki, like Agastya, like Shankar, like Prahlad. From where Prahlad received all this magic,
all this transcendental
knowledge and also power, that fire could not touch him, or no poison, no nothing. Why? The power came from where? By name. So we should try to follow this process of Nam, and you will realize everything. Now this mental calculation you can do. So try to follow this. And very soon. Any other question? Like a child, as he does not know anyone without her mother or his mother, and he surrenders there. Even he cannot
roll over.
Change his side.
No? But if he surrendered, very easily he can know all these things. Only this process is of Saranagati. Sarvadharmana parityajyamamekam saranam braja aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksheshya. Gita Krishna has promised, those who are surrendered, for them dadami buddhi yogam tang jin mam upayanti. What is the meaning? Those who are surrendered, they don't know anything except me, then I give them
intelligence
how they can do my bhajan. Victoria has any question?
She has written you so many letters. Yeah.
Yes. What?
Gurudev, if a devotee is to achieve one point of devotion, how can he meditate on Krishna Lila or Goloka, also Swindavati, Gora Lila? How is that to be achieved?
What do you tell us?
If Krishna is one, any devotee is one-pointed, exclusive devotion, can he at the same time meditate on Gaur Lila and on Krishna Lila?
Same thing. Radha Krishna are together Gaur Chandra, Sachinandan Gaur Hari. So he is one-pointed. Even the associates of Krishna are Mahaprabhu. There are so many, Rup Sanatan, Raghunath. If you will take center of them, it means your
devotion is
one-pointed. Only you will have to say that I want to serve Radha and Krishna Kanjula. This is it. This is one part. Then? Okay, Paryam. Then what remains in Prahlad? What was the decision of Prahlad Maharaj? The demon boys asked Prahlad Maharaj, what should we do? So, the bhakti of Krishna is very, very difficult for us. Then what he told? 2 minutes ago.
So, classmates of Prahlad Maharaj asked to Prahlad, "Oh Prahlad, which you are narrating here, we never ever heard from our teachers. So now please tell us how we can do Krishna Bhajan, which you are telling us." And Prahlad Maharaj told, "Listen, it's very easy. For to mention life to other things very difficult, but to bhajan extremely easiest process I am telling you. What is that? Guru susru saya bhakta sarvalabharpanena cha sangena sadhu bhakta nam iswararadhanena cha. Guru susru saya bhakta, you have to serve your Gurudev with devotion. And sarvalabharpanena cha, which you have have to surrender completely the lotus feet of Gurudev. Who is Guru? In this world, there are so many so-called Guru. They are not bona fide Guru. And what is the symptom of bona fide Gurudev? Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam and other scriptures, Vedas has told us, he taught us that Guru has some symptom. What is that? Tasmat Guru Prapadei Tajigasu Sriuttamam Sabdei Parichanishnatam Brahmanupa Samasvayam. If you want your best welfare, then you have to go to a bona fide Gurudev. How you can recognize him? Some symptoms are there. What is that? The bona fide Guru must be an expert person for all Vedas and epics. If you have any doubt, you can quote from scriptures and remove your doubt immediately. Or you can contact with email, I shall reply after 1 month. Not like this. Immediately you can remove your doubt. Moreover, he must be detached from this material world. This material world, if you come in not so in this time, especially weekend, you can see how we are all are entangled with TW, woman, oil, wine. They are drinking wine, going for sucking hours and hours. And they're too much worry for their dog, for drinking alcohol, dance in nightclub with girlfriend, boyfriend, very worried for earning dollars, then divorce, want to keep something for future, making diamond, then what is our destiny? Embracing death. Guru must be detached from 7 D's and 3 W's. Moreover, he must be a realized soul. He has seen Krishna and serving Krishna by his soul 24 hours a day. How you can know he is doing all these things? Have to be in good association. Guru Sushrusa Bhakta Sarvalabha Sangena Sadhu Bhaktanam. We have to be in good association. Then you can understand who is bona fide Guru. If you not be in good association, never ever you can understand who is bona fide Guru then. Then you have to surrender himself, everything completely. Then you can do his Bhagavad Bhajan. Otherwise it's not possible. And all became very happy. And they began to start Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. They're being so loudly, louder and louder. Even the sound of Harinam Sankirtan, when they went to the royal palace of Hiranyakashipu, they became very puzzled. Why this sound is coming? Then he ran from his royal palace towards Gurukul, and he find out that all demonic boys, polluted by Prahlad and doing Harinam Sankirtan, materialistic person, this is polluted, they polluted by Prahlad. So he came and became very angry. Oh Prahlad, what are you doing this nonsense thing? We are doing Harinam, where is your hurry? From where are you getting this power? Prahlad told, my dear father, from where are you getting power? From same thing, same
source
I am getting power. Who is that? Vishnu, Hari. Where is your Hari? Hari? Hari is everywhere. He is omnipresent, omniscience. Is this Hari in this pillar? Yes. In this sword? Yes. Inside me? Yes. Inside you? Yes. Why can't see me? Why I cannot see me? Prahlad said, oh father, Prahlad always replying very humbly that you are spiritually blind, so you could not see Hari. Andha pita sujata nahi, amme tumme khamba kharga me jahi khojata hi ram. Ever you see in your soul, this pillar, inside yourself, inside myself, you can see Vishnu, you can see Hari. Because you are spiritually blind, you cannot see him, and I am seeing him everywhere. Really? Yes. Is he in this pillar? Yes. Then he by his fist, crack the pillar. Immediately, tremendous sound come out from this pillar. What happened after that? He never seen one creature, half lion and half human being. How come? Never see this. He became wonder. Who is this? And so tremendous sound and came and called, Hiranyakashipu want to hit him by sword. Immediately grab him. Like a fisherman who is fishing. If sometimes they catch one fish, sometimes they're making loose their whip, sometimes pulling. In the same way, Hiranyakashipu want to play some Vishnu. Nishinga Bhagavan want to play with Hiranyakashipu. Sometimes grabbing him, then all demigods that became very happy want to shower flowers. And when the Hiranyakashipu came out from the claws of Nrisimhadev, then all the oh, alas, alas, alas. After that, Hiranyakashipu took him and put on his thigh, why so? And tear his chest by his own nail.
Nrisimhadev, not to Hiranyakashipu.
Hiranyakashipu told by Nrisimhadev, by Nrisimhadev's nail. Why so? Because sattavidhatum niyabhitta bhasitam stambhi svayam namrigam namamsam. When Brahmaji benedicted him, benedicted Hiranyakashipu, then he benedicted him, he will not die any creature created by Brahmaji. So Bhagavan never created by Brahmaji. And he told, I should not die by any human beings or animal. So it is half animal, half human. I should not die inside the room, outside the room, so on the doorway. I should not die day or night, so in dusk time, after sunset. I should not die by any weapons, so it told by his nail. I should not die by any weapons, by nails. Should not die in year, any month, that was leap year.
Not in the air, not on the sky.
Not on the earth, what? He put on his thigh. So fulfilling all benediction, benedicted by Brahmaji, and he killed him in a moment. Then all Brahmaji, Shiva, even Lakshmiji became very fearful, they scared. Brahmaji requested to Lakshmiji, go and satisfy your Prabhu. Lakshmi replied, oh, I never seen my Prabhu like so ferocious as form. I can't go there. Then Siddhi also denied. Then Brahmaji told, oh Prahlad, for you, your Prabhu has become like so. And fire is coming from his mane. Mane is touching the sky. Every moment the universe may destroy. Then Prahlad Maharaj, he has no fear. Just like a lion killed an elephant and then he came back in his cave. His baby calf jumped on his head and pulling his mane and scratching, he has no fear. In the same way, Prahlad Maharaj jumped over in the lap of Hiranyakashipu, the Nrisimhadev. The Nrisimhadev's tears coming down from his eyes. Oh Prahlad, please excuse me, I became so late. So please ask any benediction. Prahlad Maharaj told, I am not a businessman. That I serve you, I have to take something in exchange. If you want to benedict me, please benedict me, then desire of benediction must go from my heart. Nrisimhadev Bhagavan told, no, Prahlad, my darshan is infallible. Please ask anything. Then Prahlad Maharaj told, oh, if you are so merciful and kind to me, please benedict me. My father make chaos for you. He must be liberated, delivered from this world. Nrisimha Bhagavan told, your father only liberated from this world. Whoever in this world doing bhajan, first class devotee like yourself, is 21 generation will be liberated. In second class, then 14th generation, in third class, then 7th generation will be liberated from this world. So don't worry. Then please ask any benediction. Prahlad Maharaj told, okay, if you force me to ask benediction, so in this world, innumerable persons, they are suffering so many ways. I want to take the suffering and suffer life after life, and you deliver them from this world. Then Nrisimhadev told, oh Prahlad, you are winner, I am loser. I could not defeat you. But by this you are not possible, that you will suffer, they will deliver. They will deliver from this world, not possible. But one condition, if they listen or discuss, dialogue between yourself or myself or my pastimes with you, whoever discuss and listen, they will deliver from this world, no doubt. So by this way, when Prahlad Maharaj benedicted by Hiranyakashipu, all assembled persons, demigods, they began to glorify Nrisimhadev ki jai, Prahlad Maharaj ki jai. Now they are glorifying Srimadev Prahlad Maharaj. So whoever discuss and listen and speak about Nisimhadev, they must be delivered from this world, no doubt. Hare Krishna.
Krishna
Govinda Govinda Gopala Nanda Krishna Govinda Govinda Gopala Nanda Krishna Govinda Govinda Gopala Nanda Krishna Govinda Govinda Gopala Nanda
Oh, I'm here.
Can you bring your father, mother to me? Where is your brother?
His car is broken.
Huh?
He couldn't come. His car is broken.
Oh. And your father?
Your father,
mother?
Yes.
They could not come.